So let's review. The Gemara continues its discussion of the various halachas pertaining to bittul, voiding a get. The Gemara discusses a fellow named Gidol Bar Eloi, who sent a shlich to give his wife a get. The shlich reported back that the woman had requested that he return with the get the next day, whereupon Pasach v'amatev ametev, the husband expressed his approval that the get was not yet delivered. In this case, Rava says, Batl Gita, the get is thereby voided, because Gilo Daita Begita Milsihi, an expression of intent, suffices to void a get. However, Abaye rules, Loi Batl Gita, the get is not voided, because Gilo Daita Begita Lav Milsihi, he must explicitly state that the get is voided. The Gemara records an incident where the husband, after reluctantly authorizing the writing of a get, told his shluchim, Hachi Amelchu Rav Sheshes, Levatl Gita, Rav Sheshes has voided the get, something Rav Sheshes does not have the ability to do. When Rav Sheshes heard of this exchange, he indeed declared the get void. This was either because Gilo Daita Milsihi, the husband had thereby expressed his intent to void the get, and this itself voided the get. Ultimately, Gilo Daita Lav Milsihi, however, Ihu Batle, he had previously voided the get himself, and he only told the Shluchim that Rav Sheshes had voided Mishum Dafnoi, to avoid being beaten by the enforcers of the Beis Din for voiding the get. The Gemara records a second incident. There was a fellow who continuously voided the gittin that Beis Din forced him to write. Therefore, his shluchim were instructed, Oisivu kri ba'ad naichu b'ksubale. Place material in your ears so that you will not hear the husband voiding the get. In this manner, it will not be considered voiding the get in front of the shliach. However, the Gemara asks, Hachazulei de karot basrayu, they see the husband pursuing them, this should constitute gilu daita that he wants to void the get. We must therefore conclude, like Abaye, that gilu daita lav milsihi, an expression of intent does not void the get. Rava answers that in this case, his intent is not absolutely clear, and can be interpreted as de amalahu ashur havulei haya ki hechad de mishalim tzara dehu gavar. It's possible that he's pursuing them to urge them to give the get quickly so that Beis Din will stop troubling him. The Gemara references a third incident. A fellow gave his wife a get with the following stipulation. Iloy asina atlas in yoimin lahavigita. The get should take effect if I do not return within 30 days. He returned at the end of this period, but was unable to cross the river into town. He therefore shouted, Chazuda soi, see that I have come. Nevertheless, Shmuel ruled loy shmei masya, since he did not physically return to the town within the stipulated time, the get takes effect. The Gemara explains his ruling. According to Abaye, Gilu Daita Lav Milsi. Therefore, since he did not explicitly void the get, it remains valid. However, Rava responds that an expression of intent does void a get. However, Atu Hasam Levituli Gita Boy? In this case, however, he was not trying to void the get, rather, Likiyumi Tenoika Boy, Ve'enoinus Begitten. He was arguing that he had fulfilled the terms of the get, since he was prevented from returning by unavoidable circumstances. However, Shmuel ruled that such circumstances do not constitute a valid claim, and his stipulation remains unfulfilled. The Gemara concludes, Hilchasa Kanachmeni, Baloch of Al-Zabaya, and Gilo Daita Lav Milsi. Zak the Mishnah, Birshaina Haya Mishana Shmoi Ushma, Shem Ira Vishem Ira. In the past, the names of the couple and their respective hometowns were written in the get the way they were known in the place where the get was written. However, Hiskin Rabbi Mlil Hazakan, Sheikhaisiv Ishplaini Vachol Shum Shiashla, Ishaplainis Kol Shum Shiashla. Rabbi Mlil instituted that the get should also include all other names they are known by, Mnei Tikkun Olam. Those who only knew him by his secondary name might not recognize the get and will suspect that her future children are illegitimate. The Gemara qualifies this halacha, Amr Vashi, who dischazik betreshmei. This is only if it was known that he's called by another name elsewhere. However, lo yischazik kan in tzarech lichtev. If it was not known, the get is valid even if we later discover that he is also called by other names. The Gemara cites a braisa in support of Ravashi. Hayu lo yishtei noshim, echad b'Yehuda ve'echad b'Galil. If someone had a wife in Judea and a wife in the Galilee, Begirish as ishtoi shebihuda, bishmoi shebihuda, as ishtoi shebigalil, bishmoi shebigalil. And he divorced them, using the name by which he was known in each region. Ein mugureshes, the gittin are not valid. Rather, achi garish as ishtoi shebihuda, bishmoi shebihuda, bishim di galili imoi, as ishtoi shebigalil, bishmoi shebigalil, bishim di yehuda imoi. He must use both names on both gittin. However, the braisa differentiates. Yatzalam okim achar, the gerish be'echad mehen, migureshes. in a third area, he may use a single name on the get. The people in that city do not know that he is known by two names. However, in Yehuda and Galil, it was Ischazik, and so he was required to use both names. The Gemara explains how to write two names in the get. Karla Miriam Upurta Sarah. If a woman was mostly called Miriam and only occasionally referred to as Sarah, the get should be written Miriam V'choshem Sheyeshla V'loy Sar V'choshem Sheyeshla. The get must refer to her as Miriam, her primary name, and only afterwards add her other names.